Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, January 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates their support. Today on The Ether, we have the Women in Crypto Space, hosted by Zero Satoshi Plug and a bunch of friends. Let's take a listen.
So I'm thinking this for the house. I'm thinking this for, you know, y'all together. I'm hooking up the family, you know, her kids. I call them nephews and nieces, you know. But I had to tell her, man, I think she about to leave you, bro. If you didn't know she had crypto, she about to leave you, big skillet. Like, you out the motherfucking dough. Like, she been buying crypto since, you know, probably since Sheila then got crypto. Like, a whole year and something. Like, and you don't know she got some, she leaving you, bro. If you, fellas, I don't suggest you go through text messages, but look at your woman's phone and see if she got MetaMask on that motherfucker.
Like that. Man, you're just a dry snitch, man.
That's the new thing.
You gotta, fellas, put it out there now. Like,
fellas,
in the crypto
don't space. Don't.
Yeah, hey, that was a dry ass hit right there.
You
better lose your card on that one.
Fellas.
Some women need to make a clean getaway.
You know, don't go through her text messages. I ain't saying go through her text message. Don't do that. That's against code. But just swing that chariot through that goddamn page and see if you see that little fox on there. Or see if you see Sata Mask. She might got Sata Mask now, but make sure you swing past that motherfucker, because she about to get the bag and she out. I'm just gonna let you know that. So, you know, you might come home like when Will Smith came home and everybody had left him in the house. Like,
look, I ain't even gonna hold you. If I talk to a dude at this point and I even mention crypto and they seem uninterested, saying some, they're blocked. That's negative energy. I don't want it in my life.
At least try to talk them, you know, try to, because a lot of women, y'all natural teachers, y'all got influence, like y'all powerful. Let's keep it a buck. I ain't about to, you know, sit back and sugarcoat nothing.
By me, when it comes to me, I'm one of them people, if I'm going to bring something to you, is to help, you know, to help you in some type of way. That's my part of being resourceful. So by the time we even get to that point, we've already talked for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I already done learned a little bit about you. So now when I throw in the crypto talk, and if you come back with some pushback as to why it ain't going to work, I'm not about to talk to you into something.
Well, I'm gonna tell you how to get them in crypto. All right? You want to know a secret? You want to know a secret?
What's the secret?
If you really like dude and he ain't trying to mess with no crypto, you like, damn, I'm about to just say, hey, you know, we're going to get this crypto or not. He'd be like, nah, I ain't in. Just say, man, that's why you're a broke-ass nigga anyway. Guess what? He going to be like, oh, what crypto? Like, I ain't no. You gotta actually trick him into getting crypto. So by calling him, you know, a broke-ass nigga, he going to say, you know what crypto you want me to buy? I can buy a whole time. Put a stack down right now. That's how you got to trick him.
And you know what?
Okay, you funny, bro.
You ain't lying.
Some that's going to work. It's going to work. Or say this. My old fella, he had crypto. He was with me in the crypto stuff. And
you got to trick us. This is free game. You got to trick him. You could trick him into getting crypto. Just call him broke. And he gonna how much you want me putting down? What coin you talking about? He gonna buy just off that because you called him broke. I'm telling you, that ego. You got to use that ego for good.
That's so true. I did it to my husband. I said, look at my wallet. Let me see yours.
Here's the thing, you know, even by doing that, you know, you opening up a whole nother individual to what the possibilities can be, you know, by him or whoever start getting into crypto, you like, okay, I've been in it for a minute. Now you can see the utilities and what I've been doing for the past such and such. So it's just all about information. So, you know, and with us, like when you breaking some stuff down, or if we don't know, or we hear some from someone else, we like, okay, all right, your old guy was in crypto. Look at all the crypto. Look at all this crypto I got now.
Yep, so,
it's just all about educating. Yeah.
So
I'm gonna spend a block on them when I pull up in my Aston Martin. And then I
wouldn't be surprised if any of the new female rappers this upcoming year start talking more about crypto and NFTs and their raps. Then they're gonna make a lot of these fellas out here in the streets like, what's these NFTs y'all talking about? What's this crypto stuff y'all talking about? And that's just opening up a whole new market and new people into, you know, what's going on.
Speaking of, how do we feel about Meek Mill accepting ETH for his mixtape?
It was funny. We were talking about that yesterday.
I ain't gonna kick a man while he down. I ain't gonna kick him.
All I'm saying is the gas prices for that ETH.
Gas prices for that ETH. So I'm paying like what $150 just to listen to your mixtape album.
That album would
not show up on the radio because I'm gonna be mad.
Nah, what do you say? This don't get no play in my ride. Them ETH fees so high. This don't get no play.
But you know what I would say to even that. I'm glad that there are more people in the entertainment sector that is being attracted to crypto. You know, they're going about it in a manner in which they want to go about it, but at least they, you know, to bring new people into the space, you know, people start talking about what's the hottest thing. You know, this upcoming year, nobody was talking about the NFT marketplace. Now everybody at the back end of 2021, all the biggest celebrities that I follow start purchasing up a bunch of NFTs. So moving forward into this year, you know, crypto is going to be another topic that a lot of people are going to be engaged with. I'm not pretty much sure if you ladies were seeing, but there's two brothers, I guess, called the Island Boys. I don't know how they got popular, but, you know, they have a nice little following. So they've been talking about a bunch of crypto projects that they invest in. And even though you feel whatever you feel about them, they have a audience of people that do support them and engage with them. So the more the younger people are introduced to crypto and start hyping this thing up, it's a matter of time to this crypto space start taking off.
Right. I think we was about to get the Christine and then
really zero. Nah.
We ain't forget about you.
All right, so. I found out about crypto in 2016 from the show. I don't know if anybody's seen it, The Startup. Has anybody seen that?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yes, I saw it. It was real good. I was mad they didn't do another season, and I don't like the way they ended it, but yeah, I saw it.
I agree. But that's the reason I wanted to get into crypto. I didn't know it was so easy until like last year in February when I first bought Doge. Then I found SHIB, and then, of course, it led me to Saitama. And I met all these great people along the way.
Yeah, that was the one
I was telling you to go look at.
You talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. You know, you mentioned crypto. You was the first person to mention crypto to me. And then, you know, I heard Nipsey, you know, when I watched the Nipsey, you know, and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then, you know, we just, the ball got the rolling. We started running. So, you know, Like I said, whenever I do my TED Talks, whenever y'all come to my TED Talks and I got a robe on and some Gucci flip-flops, you know, you're going to hear me say, hey, it was this one chick. Y'all know who the one chick is. I ain't going to put her name out there because, you know, she's going to have money at that time. So, you know, I'm going to have to charge her for using the name. You know, friends start charging. Friends start charging friends, you know.
I'm about to boot his ass down from the speaker.
But no, you know, like I said, as far as why I think women in crypto is important is, you know, she brought crypto to me and I looked at it and I said, you know, in my head, I was like, I'll get back to you because I didn't jump on it right away. But she planted that seed of crypto. So it's like, as a man, you know, when I see this woman in crypto, it you know, from a personal standpoint, I'm going to always support it because I wouldn't even be in the crypto realm if she didn't, you know, as far as plant that seed first, you know, and that's, she brought it to me like, you know, what you think about this? You looking to, I'm looking like, you know, how we just got done talking about the dudes that don't want crypto, like some crypto. I'm talking about the sex trafficking money, like, you know, we're like, I don't want none of that shit, you know. They kidnap kids and don't pay, you know, don't use paper money for, you know, I had all types of excuses. And then, you know, like I said, I learned, you know, as far as that I always knew it, but politics, when I started seeing that you don't have no politicians. The person that got the most money, that's who they work for. So each politician worked for somebody different. It's just who got the most money. So even in the Black community, we get so many millions of dollars annually. But when you look at our community, it's the worst community on a physical eye level that you can see. But that community or that zone or that ward or that county gets millions of dollars to revitalize the Black community. But we don't see it because our politicians are not using the money to, you know, for us. So now we got to put in politicians that we got to buy our politicians to work for us and put into our community and bring jobs into our community instead of gentrifying. So when I tell you that it's deeper than, you know, deeper than, I try to keep this part of me off of Twitter where I don't, you know, be up here looking like Dexter Laboratory and shit like that. Like, you know, I like being the silly, you know. Dexter Laboratory. I like being silly over here. You know, I don't want to be, you know, too, you know, intricate and everything else. But you know, I started looking at that and I said, we gotta buy our politicians. And the only way we're not gonna be able to do a 9-to-5 to buy them. So what's the quickest way in the most lucrative way to get money? And that's through crypto. So that's what, you know, like I said, it's Chocolate planted the seed, it grew. I knew what I had to do to climb up the tree, and that's where we at today. So when I talk about crypto and like Sheila said, that passion only comes because I know that we need this shit. I know we need it. I know, you know, like I said, you can't win without it. You can't win without, you know, being financially free. Whenever you gotta depend on somebody, you know, for your well-being of yourself and your family, let's just say the vaccines, you know, they forcing us to go get vaccines or you can't feed your family. Most people that's getting the vaccine is only getting it so they can go to work tomorrow and pay rent. These are, you think they'll take it that they was financially free? Nah, they'll walk off the job or they wouldn't have the job to begin with, you know, because they got enough money to, you know, take care of everything. So, you know, once you start realizing that we're controlled, and money is what controls us, and it's not worth shit. That's why crypto was made for us to do peer-to-peer. Erica want to braid my, if I want some cornrows and Erica want to braid my cornrows, I pay Erica and some Tazuki. I send her some Tazuki real quick.
Don't put
y'all's
hands up today. He got me.
Tazuki.
Send her some Tazuki real quick. And she ain't got to pay taxes on it. You know, that's what it was made for. You know, but now they got you thinking that, you know, we supposed to pay taxes. They tricked us into even paying taxes on crypto, y'all. Like, y'all don't want to hear that part because we're taught to pay taxes.
No, this is the part you gotta break down, Shaka. Like, seriously, like, break it down for the people.
They tricked us into paying taxes for crypto. Like, we're duped. Like, we really, and then people get mad at me when I say I ain't paying shit. Nigga, oh, you can't change them. Dude, crypto was made so we can get away from taxes. Taxes is basically, you know, theft. It's really not legal. It has no legal standing. Only way that they take you to jail is when you're trying to evade taxes. When you tell them motherfuckers, I ain't evading you, I'm just ain't paying shit, that's when the trouble starts. That's when they really can't do shit to you. Now, when you hide and stuff, it's because now it's like, now you're intentionally hiding something. So now you're committing and acting as a criminal or acting as something. If you just tell the motherfuckers I ain't paying you, they're going to write you, what can we work out? Can we work a payment out? Can we do this? Now they want to negotiate. So if you negotiate with them, that's a binding contract, a negotiation. And they do. And anybody that think I'm bullshitting, anybody in here got student loans and you didn't pay the motherfuckers, and then they told you, they called you and said, hey, for the next 8 months, can you do $30 for the next 8 months? And you like, shit, I paid this $30 rather than that $500 y'all was taking. Guess what that did? They sold your initial loan. A middleman got in between, a third party got it. So to get a contract with that third party doesn't, you don't have to pay them. Listen to what the fuck I'm telling you. When they sold your loan, the initial party sold your loan to an outside party. That was their contract. That's not your contract. You don't have a contract with the third party. The only way that you get the contract with the third party is when they call you and say, hey, if you pay this $20, if you pay this $30 for 8 months, we'll let you do this for 8 months. Just give us $30. What that does, that binds you into a contract. So now you're continuously paying that person because you know that you owe that person. You wouldn't pay that person 8 months if you know you didn't owe that person. So let me get back just to, like, you know, just
like collections. Yeah.
Correct. So when it comes to taxation, as far as, you know, how can they tax you off of money that's already taxed? Meaning most of us are using money that we went to work for. Or even if you get disability or whatever, they're taking taxes out of that tax money. You're buying crypto. So how do you turn around and tax me again for some tax money that you already taxed me for, and then you're going to turn around and tax me again and take most of the stuff that I earned off the tax money that, you know, that you already taxed me for? This is the part that don't nobody want to talk about. And this is the part where crypto, this is not supposed to be in the crypto world. Crypto is to be cryptic. Crypto, cryptic. Whenever you cryptic, what happens? You're hiding something, or you're not hiding something, you just don't want it to be found. When something is cryptic, you don't go tell these motherfuckers I made $8 million this year and go ahead and tax me. Let them find out what the fuck you made. That's what they get paid for. That's what they go to school for. That's what they get a career for. That's what they supposed to go find shit. But we're so stupid, we go down there and tell them, oh yeah, I got $8 million in my MetaMask, SataMask wallet. Well, you made that this year? Okay, cool. Well, shit. And then you're doing the taxes wrong. So you're paying for that because you admitted to having it. And then when you withdraw it, you're paying another tax for it. So it's a lot of people that really don't even understand taxes to be even paying taxes. That you go down there and report what you got, because when you talk to these people that, oh, I got crypto, I got this, they report it. So now you're paying on stuff that they reported, and you ain't even withdraw it yet. So now when you withdraw it, that's when it goes to the tax folks. So now you're paying taxes three times. The tax money that you paid for the crypto, the money that you reported, and then the money that you withdraw or sold within, you know, trading. The shit is a hustle. And don't let these people hustle you. I know you got some good tax people that come out there and give us some information that we need. We do need people to tell us stuff so we can know what we're looking at. I'm not against that. But I want people to actually come out and teach people how taxes are actually not supposed to be in crypto. So what they did a clever way of implementing the corporate world into a cryptic world or crypto world. And we're not supposed to have a middleman in between crypto. Only middleman that we have is the miners. That's it. The motherfucker that you go buy the ETH from.
But most people don't know about the miners situation either, you know. Just like what you said, when you're making these transactions from, you know, from fiat to crypto, the person you're absolutely paying is the miners. Now they're rolling out new things and new tech that's trying to cut the miners out of it completely. So, like I tell people, y'all have to know what you're investing in and do your due diligence and understand this space. Because in the outside world, they put information up there and make us go about it accordingly. We didn't create the content. They created it for us. But over here, it was created for the people by the people. And once you understand this over here, you're going to do, you know, what you do with it.
So, like I said, I appreciate the ladies for letting me, you know, do my little dance. But like I said, this is something that a lot of people, we're going to grow. We're going to teach. And, you know, like I said, that once we start having like-minded people and then, you know, and challenging, challenge what you're told. There's nothing wrong. Even if you challenge me on what I tell you, I'm not going to get upset with you. You know, and Chalka will tell you, if it's informational wise, you challenge it. That's what you're supposed to do. And I got to either accept it or I concede.
And real quick, just thank you for that bit, because I used to follow a lot of people back in like 2011 to like 2013 on YouTube that was spitting game like you be spitting, and they're not on YouTube no more for, you know, various reasons, as we can know. So,
well, I'm not on YouTube no more either, so for various reasons.
And y'all got to pay attention to how censorship is. When you're putting out information and it's not in the great faith how they feel it should be, then they try to cut you out. Most of those people that was talking on the internet.
Real quick, while you on that subject, I just want to say, because it is $1 billion worth of game being spit, share the space out, because there is somebody that needs to hear this. And while we do have the pleasure of, you know, our fellas in here and just, you know, giving us their knowledge and their insight, we want to maximize on that. So share the space out.
And there's a lot of ladies down there. I step down. I just need y'all, like, I see y'all up in here. Y'all need to put your hand out there and do the teamwork, the Power Ranger. Y'all know the little Power Ranger dance? Go ahead and do the Power Ranger dance. We need some pink Power Rangers up here. So,
go ahead, Texas.
Don't step down, Shaka. You're the one that's spitting this game. You got to stay right there, especially when the people come.
I'll step down
when there's needs to be room. Shaka, you good?
Yeah, ain't nobody requesting right now, so do y'all thing.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just, you know, like I said, whatever it is, anybody want to, you know, it's not a challenge, but. Refute is my job. If I'm going to open my mouth and say something, I got to stand on that and defend it as well. So, you know, I don't feel a certain way if anybody want to inbox me, say, hey, what the hell are you talking about? I'll explain it, see you where you need to be, and we'll go from there. But
hey, Shaka, what the hell are you talking about?
Man, taxes is illegal. It's illegal to even pay taxes. Like...
It is.
No, like, I'm learning myself. Like I said, I held that space, but all in all, I knew there was something. There's something different with crypto and the whole tax thing. Like I said, I just never understood it fully.
Before you got in here, I had bigged you up because you had did the tax room. You're helping. You know, like I said, as far as, you know, you're helping people. But we still got to have, you know, like, you know, a quarter got two sides. People need to know the taxes if you're going to go that route. And then they need to know what they, you know, what their option is with this, you know, because I got threatened by the IRS and everything. And, you know, I talked to them and, you know, told them if they can prove that I owe them something and you know, I want my payment from them as well. So if we can come to an agreement. It's all this stuff is basically negotiation. all of it. They negotiate with you. You know, they actually, they sit back. Right now, can't no stranger call you and ask you how much you make at your job. But these people can call you and say, how much you make at your job an hour?
Oh, I make them $12.99.
And you, like, you just giving out information. You tell them, for what? Fuck you need to know for it. We by consent. So what they're doing is bet you got coercion versus consent. And they both going together at the same time. So they coercing you to do the dance, and you're consenting to it. You're not asking them no questions on why they need it. You're not putting up no fight. You just like, you know what? I'm supposed to do this, and you scared.
Oh, Shaka, so I got a question. What you just said. So are you talking about from a standpoint of being self-employed? Because when we fill out W-2s, don't they know how much money we made?
If you're working at a regular job, they know how much you make. But if you, you know, like I said, a lot of my family, they're sovereign. They go to regular jobs and they got their own identification and everything. And guess what? They don't pay shit.
Oh, okay.
They don't pay nothing.
About that sovereign thing. I thought it was a joke.
Right.
So nah, they'll tell you it's a joke. They'll tell you it's a joke if you play the game with them. So, you know, like I said, as far as if you're trying to be sovereign, then you want food stamps, then yeah, that's not going to work. You know, but if you just completely, you know, more, you think Mormons play, not Mormons, but you think the Amish is paying any taxes? Mm-mm. Hell no. Guess what? They don't need the government.
Don't just take this information. Go do your research on a lot of this stuff that's going out. Equip yourself, because they betting that you don't know this, so that's how they manipulate you into doing and falling victim for it. You know, I wouldn't say victim, right, but just playing into what they tell you. So,
like, you know, and this is a huge secret that don't nobody, like the Amish. You know, you okay, Native American, okay, they was given, you know, a reservation and everything else. What was the Amish given? Nothing. What they did, they put their money together, and you have so many, you can have so many people. Let's say like the number is 25. Let's say 25 people. You can make your own sovereignty, you can make your own tribe, you can make your own court. You got your court, your jury, you know, you got everything that you need. But they're not going to teach you that. This is something that you got to go out there. You got to go out there and figure that out. So it's like, if everybody in this room right now, we hit, you know, four zeros and a two, and y'all say, "Hey, Shaka, we want to buy some land as a collective." And guess what? We got our own city. Just an example. Now it's up to us to figure out who's, you know, we got to have a structure of that city, so we can make our own city. Our own commonwealth, or whatever whatever fancy name you might have to do some kind, you know, when you working off the law of the land, I'm pretty sure it's a name for it. So we'll have to come up with our own village. Let's say that village would probably be the proper terminology. City is more of a commerce, more of a governmental title. So a city is more of a commerce. Where they make their money from. So we would have to come up with a village name, and all of us would be, you know, part of that. As far as now, we got to figure out the structure of who's first in control, who's second in control. Are we going to have a democracy? Are we going to have a republic? Are we going to have a parliament? You know, or are we going to scratch all that and then just work off, you know, just the law of the land? So now you got common law. I know y'all know common law when y'all motherfuckers been in a relationship for 5 years and you don't know you married, but you know, y'all married. You know you married, right? If you been with your dude for 5 years, y'all motherfuckers married. Y'all ain't got to go to no church. You ain't got to do none of that shit. But I'll keep that, you know, for another day. So hey, you got...
He got his headphones on. Stop playing.
you got common law. And that's what, you know, if you're working off common law, then, you know, like I say, you on point. Just make sure that, you know, nobody's killing nobody, raping, stealing, stuff like that. Just the basic shit. That cuts off all the police, you know. So the police is only there as policy enforcement. But I'm going to be quiet because I'll be teaching this shit for like 2 more hours.
Wait, one more question. If you do this thing and you come up with your own city, commonwealth, whatever it's called, does that mean if, like, say, some people came on your land to try to rob you, kill somebody or something, technically can't call the police, right?
Correct. You wouldn't want to call the police to come to your commonwealth. That's where you have people like me that's gonna, you know, protect you, or, you know, somebody, you know, in your family, you know, we'd be the enforcers.
So if you kill that person or you kill those people, you can't go to jail then either.
Nope. Unless you drag Let them. Go. You know.
Fuck yeah. I'm sorry, I'm trying to understand.
No, you savage.
Let's go. Tired of this bullshit. we protect our damn selves. But
yeah, that's what, you know, that's what. Ah, man. Like I said, I'll be talking about this all day, but honestly, that's, yeah, it is. Once you claim, because we paid for our city, so we paid for it. It's not something that's, so it's private property, technically. You know, so it's private property. Somebody come on there acting a fool, then yeah, you know, that's what you do. And then shit, it'll probably be hush hush if y'all got a tight village where y'all just go, you know, bury a motherfucker in the woods and. Day and it's over with.
Sign me up. I'm moving to our city.
But here's the thing, family. Here's the thing. a lot of our family members and people we associate with, we were taught one way. And the more information that is presented to you is going to open your mind to not just what you used to know, but you'll start questioning certain things and feeling like, okay, why isn't this never talked about, because they don't want you to know these things. There are places where, yes, they have sovereignties and work out whatever kinks they want to work out, and, you know, collectively they want everything tied together so they can control it. But if a group of people came together with the same common interests and everybody acted accordingly and built something from that, the most powerful thing is the community, the people. You know, and I think over the course of centuries and decades, far as technology and the information that has been put upon us, we forgot how our ancestors used to do things. That's what we forgot, because respectfully, we come from different places in the world. And when we come to a new place with all these different notions and whatnot, you end up losing certain things. You know, the kids of today don't know how it was hundreds of years ago and how things were 50 years ago, because they brought up in a whole new era. So as a community, definitely my Black and brown people, we got to tap back into, you know, our ancestry. And it's going to come a point in time, like, what are we here to do? Do we want people to be in position to control us, or do we want to set up our own destiny in our own village and act accordingly? Because they're betting on, you don't have that information, and as long as you don't have that information, we can make you do, say, act any way we want you to. Plus, there's no one here to really protect you. That's why I tell people, like, when things are brought to the attention in the UN, you have people that represent the people, and people, they negotiate with crimes and whatever happened to those groups of people, they all come together like, hey, this happened, we'll up the bam, let's work things out. But for our people here, and this is a whole, I don't want to go off topic, but for our people, we don't really have a representation. And people over the course of years have been hearing and seeing various different things nationwide and across the world, what's going on in America, whatnot. But do we truly have a representation to protect us? And if we don't, that means we have to create it for ourselves. We have to get everybody accordingly and act accordingly to build from this. These are the things that Martin Luther King and all these people that we looked up to and heard stories about, this what they were fighting for. You know, not just to say just Black people. It's been other races of people that have been fighting for, you know, for the people. The people's best interest, not what other people feel should be our interest. And if you keep giving your power up to them, that's what's been going on the past couple decades, is people fighting over who's in control and
if we're going to lose our rights for various different things, because people start losing the lack of knowledge of why these things were put in place from the jump. America has never always just came into existence and was America. It took a group of people leaving somewhere else to come here and do what they did here to create what we have today. You know, far as, you know, what they went through and whatnot, and territories and wars and whatnot. So as a people, we have to educate ourselves and educate our community, because one thing is for certain is if we keep going in this direction where we give these other people power and entities this so much power, we're going to lose ourselves. And looking forward for a future, we want to make sure our generations to come at least know that, hey, you have the right to fight. You have the right to speak up when you feel that you're not being handled accordingly. You have the right to, you know, freedom of speeches and all these different things, because it's all being challenged as we see today. Every notion that we feel that we have as a human being is being questioned. And it's not just affecting the Black and brown people. It's affecting everyone across the globe. Everyone is coming to this realization, like, are y'all really here for our interests, or are you here to just dictate and do whatever it is you're trying to do? So, you know, keep these little things in the back of your head, come into these spaces, represent these young ladies that's up here that's speaking the knowledge and wisdom that they have. Shout out to Shaka. And we're just going to keep doing this thing, because our people have to come to a realization like, hey, what is our future to hold? If we keep going down on with this extra stuff that's going on in the world, you know, we got to put accountabilities back on ourselves instead of putting accountability on someone else whose interest is not in our best favor. So I tell the people around me, hey, if you're going to act accordingly, you can be around me. But if you want some extra shit, I'm sorry, with all due respect, even though I love you, I care about you, you not moving how we move, and we will have to detach ourselves from you. And if you want to do whatever it is you want to do, there is a place where you can create that. So we have to challenge those that's among us and portraying like they're trying to help us when they're not trying to do that. Because if they were, we wouldn't be in the situations that we're in right now. Everybody in the world, everybody in America should have a home to lay, food in their belly, have a decent paying wage and job, or if they want to work for themselves without all these restrictions put on us. Because it's not really helping us. It's only helping those that want it to benefit them. So
this is turning into a whole thing, but it's interesting. I'm sorry, but you're sounds like you're talking with regards to the other people on the other side that don't look like us. But at the risk of sounding crazy, I'm just gonna have to keep it 100. Honestly, I don't really. I'm sorry, y'all gonna hate me maybe, but I don't really want to live in a place where there's a lot of Black people, because some of us is crazy. You know what I mean? Look at all the hood, all the urban areas. We killing a lot of our own people. Like, do you really think that you can really bring the whole Black people together as a whole and for us to really live amongst ourselves like that? Like,
but sis, I'm a respectfully.
I can answer that, but
yeah, you can add to it. Have you ever heard of the Willie Lynch? And not everybody believes about that. I get
the who?
The Willie Lynch letter. Have you ever read it?
No.
All I'm gonna say is do your research, okay? Because I'm gonna let Shock, you know, do his part. But for me personally, from my research, I feel like that has a lot to do with it. But again, go ahead, Shock.
Before he talks, DM me that name, please, Zero.
Yeah, it's the for those that want to look into it, it's the Willie Lynch letter. You know, so you got to understand, since our inception of or thought about being here in America, we was always put, you know, at each other's necks. So we can talk about why we treat each other the same way we treat each other, or just why you just said what you said, which is nothing wrong with what you said, but you got to understand it comes from a place. So, you know, with the Willie Lynch situation, this is a format, how we talked about the 1% earlier, but we were just talking about the fiat or the commerce or just, you know, the interests of the globalists. They have the Willie Lynch letter, which is a it's a foundation that they use to put, you know, blacks versus blacks. And they did that on the plantation to keep, you know, blacks telling on blacks, or as somebody was running away, you know, you treat them this certain way, have somebody snitch or have somebody, like everything that you see in our community today is ran by the Willie Lynch letter. So when people say, hey, black people are killing black people, it was always taught that way. It was always taught that, okay, if I make this person, if I make this person a little bit more wealthy than that person is struggling. That person is going to breed envy. That person is going to get, you know, like it happens in your family, you know, so people become envious over certain things. This is all psychological. So, you know, even, you know, just not to throw white people in the conversation, but, you know, white people will become envious of you if you have more money than them. So they'll do something to you as well. If you hit your crypto, you know, you keep your culture, you know, you got your, I don't know if you got daughter or son, but your kids are out there, you know, being kids, you know, it's like they, oh, those people over there think that this and this and that, you know, is entitlement. So basically when we're talking about as far as, you know, the violence, it's a lot of people that, do I believe all people are good? No. White people kill white people, but we don't call it white on white crime. They got the highest murders of themselves. But when you talk about violence, they'll mention black on black crime, but you never heard a title of white on white crime ever. It's a lot of stuff that goes on in their communities that they don't talk about. You know, Johnny loses his job. He kills his wife, kids, and the motherfucking dog. You don't hear shit about it. Why? Because the news is not going to expel on it. Why? Because sometimes it's called dehumanizing. So, you know, I'm just giving you the blueprint. Yes, there's some fucked up people in our community, but you got to understand how they're fucked up and how this system has been the same system that they used even during slavery times to keep us against each other, reward one, make this one jealous, things as such. All, you know, even if you go into the community now, it's like most of the crimes are, you know, poverty. It's basically poverty creates crime. If they know that poverty creates crime, this is why I tell you that financial freedom is something that they're scared of. So poverty creates crime, correct? All right, let's hold that in your hand. Poverty creates crime. Keep the black community impoverished. I already talked about how much that the majority of the black community makes, like as far as, you know, most of, if you look on a national scale, a lot of us is not making over 80 to 70,000 a year. We probably in some, you know, got the 40s, you know, the 20s. And then you got some that got a good career, you know, they make $100 here, $100 there. But for the most part, it's a market cap on the black community, meaning it's a cap that you can't go over. That's why they keep poverty in those areas. So it's a market cap that we can't go over financially. So whenever something is a financial strength, that's when you start having crimes. If they take away these crimes, as far as us being in poverty and then us having guns, access to guns. Okay, guns is not killing people, all right? Not having shit in our community is killing people, all right? So then you have the situation where they ravished us with drugs. The drug epidemic happened. A lot of people forgot that, you know, most of these people that's walking around that you think is normal is not normal. Some of them are crack babies that never got their shit right. You know, so everything that you really see in our community is a cause and effect. It's a reason why it works the way it works. Now, is it some fucked up people? Yes, it is. The violence in our community. You don't think we are the smallest community in every city. Every city that you look at, the black community is the smallest. You don't think they can stop crime? You want me to tell you why I know they can stop crime? I talked to the police chief here, and we was policing our own neighborhood on the west side of Las Vegas, and we was keeping the crime down. The police got upset with us. Why? Because the crime was down by like 17 to 18%. That might not sound a lot, but that's a lot when you're dealing with the police. Why? Because they get paid off of taking us to jail. So we was keeping the crime down just by being there, just by showing a face, just by speaking to the community. Just going, hey, you know, y'all get in the house, do this. So we was patrolling our community, and I had a meeting with the police chief. And at the, you know, just to summarize it, I said, you're upset. So you're basically upset because the crime is down. Yes. Oh, so if the crime is down, that means y'all don't get paid. And this is what a lot of people don't understand.
What is the purpose?
This is what a lot of people don't, right. Right. So, you know, this is why I'm telling you that crime, a lot of crime is actually, you know, created. They create crime. The only crimes that I think is out there is when you go around beating people's ass for no reason, you raping motherfuckers or molesting people, or you done killed somebody or something like that. It's not rich people that's out there stealing and shoplifting and stuff like that just to be doing it. Most of the other crimes that we see as far as selling drugs is people was doing that as far as selling drugs, as far as, you know, that was a lucrative way to make money and take care of your family. Why? Because the jobs, they had ushered out the jobs. When we start getting a hold of drugs, they ushered out the jobs, meaning they sent the plants away. So everything that you see is, you know, I don't think I sound like a victim telling you this. I'm just telling you the straight facts. You ain't heard no, oh, pity me. Some of these people can't come to the village though. I will tell you that always. I'm not about to say that. I'm not about to say that everybody can come. That's not what I'm saying.
Motherfucking haunted.
But yeah, I'm not. I wanted to give you the breakdown of stuff, and then I'm gonna tell you all these motherfuckers can't come. All right, they just can't. Like some of them gone. You can't change them. They're a product. It's called a product of their environment. If they know that that's what that meaning has hold to us, they keep our environment the way that it is, so we become products of that. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry I had to give you the, you know,
sermon. Apologize. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to break it.
But no, they all can't come always. But I'm just keeping it, and they all not gonna wanna come.
Yeah. Oh, but you gotta look at it.
Ignorance isn't always a bad thing. It just means lack of knowledge, and I didn't have this knowledge, so thank you for providing me with it.
It's an incredible time for you being here. With all due respect, you just didn't have it at that point in time, but now you're in a different space where we talk about these subject matters all the time. You know, there are going to be those that stay and listen to this subject. And there are those that's like, oh, it's time for me to leave, you know, and that's okay.
Right. That's their free will. They got free will.
But for our people, I most definitely want to, you know, engage them in these conversations, because it's just like when your child is small and they start seeing stuff, and they start asking, mommy, why is this like this? Why is this doing that? And you'd be like, well, sweetie, this is why things are the way they are. You know, you may not understand, and you got to break it down to them so they can understand. But, you know, I used to question a lot of things when I was in my younger years. And I'm just like, it just didn't add up. It did not make sense. So all I had to do was take the time to start doing my research. And I came across a lot of things that in the back of my mind, I was thinking about. And when I came across a lot of information, I was like, it makes sense. That's why things are the way they are. It's just like what Shock was saying with the drugs. You know, years ago, marijuana and all those things were illegal. Now, in today's society, our people, mostly black men, are in prison, you know, for petty crimes or whatever the case may be with the weed selling and whatever. But in today's society, you got all these people who are benefiting from the marijuana industry. You know, now people are uphold, like, proud and happy that they can sell weed, legalize it and everything. But what about those people who was locked up for that same thing that you put them in jail for? You're not going to let them out. You're not going to wipe their record clean for what happened to them. But, you know, you lock them up away, and you have people in today's society that's benefiting off of that, you know, and those people who are out now, they can't even partake into that industry, you know, legally. So they still got to do illegal things or whatever the case may be to, you know, get themselves together. So it's a game. And if you don't understand the game and you don't know how to play the game, it can hurt us, you know? So
just understanding everything that's out here isn't for us. And from there, we have to just do better all collectively. And this is why our information is very powerful and knowledge is very strong, because without it, we're just keep going in this cycle over and over, history after history, century after century, decades after decades of the same information that's not really helping our people. We live in the 21st century now. Most of the problems that we face decades and centuries ago, we shouldn't be facing it coming into this point of our stage in human existence. But unfortunately, they keep that cycle upon us so it can keep continuing. It could absolutely be resolved. We don't need prisons and people owning prisons and putting people in prison for all these things. Prisons should be a place where people go to get treatment. But that's not why they want it to be. They want it to be for punishments or whatever. Like for a person to shoplift and you giving them X amount of years, or, you know, just all these different things. Like, our society has to change. And the only way it can change is if us as the people speak on it. Yes, there are not going to be always those that's going to partake into this or can't fathom or wrap their minds behind it. But for you and your family, y'all have to understand what is at stake and what y'all a part of.
Thank you for that, Texas. Well said.
Well, like I said, we in here to grow together. So don't take nothing wrong. Don't take nothing aggressive. I want everybody to know what the hell I know. And I'm willing to, say it a million times. So, we just gotta focus, like I said, focus on family first. And then, like I said, we just gotta be, the image that, we want to see in our community. So, I get it. I get what you were saying, but I was just letting you know, this is why we think the way that we think when you said what you said. You got to go to why you think that. I get exactly what you're talking about, but you got to understand that's, why do we think that? Like I said, we feel safer moving in a society that got us against each other, with the same people that got us against each other. You feel safer with them, not knowing that society got us, in a crab in a barrel, or, two pit bulls fighting each other. So you just got to think about the mental part of that. And then you'd be like, okay, it makes a little sense. And this is not beating up white folks or nothing like that today. But we're talking about society. That's all we're talking about. So don't inbox me talking about, yeah, I ain't do nothing to you. No, I'm not talking about you as an individual. Me speaking about society, America. So, yeah. All right. Well, if y'all ain't got nothing else, lick women in crypto.
Real quick, everybody had to absorb that little...
Women in crypto, like I said, it's I didn't want to bring this person to Twitter, but I guess he's here today. But women in crypto, I love y'all. Keep it up. I'm proud that y'all allowing us to talk. See, y'all allowing the men to, we won today. Next week is on. I want y'all to have tied and shoes.
I didn't know it was
up.
A battle.
It ain't. I'm just talking, That's it. Don't beat me up.
Rashid just stepped in the building. What's up, Rashid?
Hey, Rashid.
Hey,
yes.
Hey guys. Hey, Rashid. Hey guys, how are you guys doing?
Awesome, brother. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't know if any of you was in the space that I hosted. It had like 400 people or so, and I was really mad. I was really, really, really mad.
I think you need to tell Erica.
Yeah.
That Erica, he was defending you. I tell her, Erica. Rashid was in there. He was doing the thing.
He was
defending. He was pissed off about what happened.
Rashid,
you remember you backed out the room.
So I don't know none of these people over the internet, and it really don't bother me. It really don't. But I appreciate it.
No, it's all good, Erica. And I might have cursed, a couple of times. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not an angel in the end of the day. So I apologize if anybody heard, foul language out of my mouth, but it happened. And it was, not only for Erica, not only for Shaka, not only for Faltron, but it was, they stepped all the way to me. They stepped all the way to my country. They stepped all the way to my rulers. They stepped all the way to my wife. and the shit is over.
Wow.
Like, what? Enough is enough.
Yeah,
like,
they're dirty. They're dirty, man. Like,
damn.
Now, you know, and that's what, you know, some people, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't speaking for Rasheed, but some people will hurt you over their family. That's why I said, I don't, it's rules and engagement. Yeah, I'll talk about you all day, but I'll leave your family out of it. Wife, kids, stuff like that. I'll leave that out of that, you know, but, you know, on this internet, you get to say what.
And you remember, Shaka, long time ago when I was in your space and I had an argument with a female and then I came after that. You remember that female?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I never apologized for her today.
Oh, she hurried up and put the knife in you?
She double snake, bro. She's double snake. I ain't talked to her
since that day.
And she's right now on Slim Jesus, you know, space. Talking about my rulers and stuff, and I'm sitting here surprised that you're an Egyptian woman, not a UAE citizen. You're Egyptian, living in UAE, and thinking you got all the rulers figured out, which makes no sense for me to say, you know what, I'm an Arab guy, I would go all the way to America and I'll say I got everything figured out, since I'm not from there. Right. She's doing the same thing in that space right now, backing up Slim and so on. Which I pray to God I don't catch her ass on Expo event, because I'm going to report her immediately of what she said on the spaces today. And if she can hear me, no, she's not here. I'm sorry.
Nah, she don't come in my room.
And I know, just we one love, you know.
Well, when I'm in the room, so.
I'm with you guys here, and you know, kind of had a little bit of hard mouth today, you know. But sometimes you just gotta say enough is enough. You know, you can't be just passing shit when it comes all the way to your family. That's way too much crossing the line right there. When you go to someone's wife, that is more than crossing the line over there. And enough is enough.
Well, like I said, I hate that you had to go through that. Like, I think everybody here holds you to a high regard. You know, so like I said, I appreciate you, you know, for standing up. Sometimes you gotta get off the throne and you know, take your shirt off and just yell at some people, you know, it works. But like I said, we know you.
My bad.
We know you stand up there.
We always say you never know who's in these spaces. But imagine you go and you talking shit to somebody, and then you visit their country, and all of a sudden you thinking you there to stay, and your ass get deported, and then you get deported, and you ain't even got nowhere to live now. Like, that's like, do people think about the stuff that they do? Like,
listen, the woman who's talking shit right now about my rules and so on. Clearly does not give a shit if she gets deported or not. Clearly, that is a fact over there. Because if you're in someone else's country and you're talking shit about the country and you know how strict their country is, especially when it comes to rulers, and you live in there and you're talking shit, that is way more than crossing the line with the country itself. Not only to the rulers, but you're crossing the line with the country itself. And it's very funny for someone who's being over there, you know, never want to show her face up. There's only, you know how you call them Shaka Twitter fingers, you know? You know these Twitter butterfly fingers? Yeah, there's the same thing that is happening right now. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, to myself, like, I apologized to her before for getting mad. That was only because she was rude enough to cut me off 4 times in a row and allowed her to speak the whole time. But now I wish that I never, you know, apologized to her, because anyway, I don't want to say something bad. You know, everybody thinks I'm against women now. I don't want to say something.
Nah, like I said, just you know, like I said, just keep it cool. Don't let them see you sweat, bro. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Rasheed, I'm withdrawing my application to move to the. We're gonna start our own country, and I'm glad you started talking about
Puerto Rico. We're going to Dubai. I already told Rasheed you're moving over there. So
we would like
Hold up. If you guys are opening up your own country, where's the passport and the citizenship coming from?
We didn't get that far yet.
You don't need it.
You ain't gonna need it. We ain't, you know, everything gonna be funded by us.
We would like to hire you to consult you with you with some to find out some of the rules in your country, like how it works for you over there. So we might want to implement some of those things over here.
Yeah, so nah, like I said, I already told Rasheed. I said I'm coming over there. I'm gonna look for a place over there, because I damn sure ain't paying. Yeah. I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to bed. I've been up for a whole day. I'm moving out this motherfucker. I am not paying these people. No, the goddamn half of my goddamn money is not going to them. 30%, 35%, 32%.
They ain't. I'm gonna say this, Shaka. Right? Hold up. Wait. I'm gonna say this, Shaka. Right? When you guys come here, we don't have taxes on your money. We don't have taxes on your salaries. We don't have taxes on all this. There's 5% tax, which is very, very small amount considering what you buy and sell, right? But that 5% amount, please keep this in mind. I beg you. It will help you when you come to UAE. When you come to UAE and you spend a lot of money regarding whatever you're buying, shoes, you're going out for food, dinner, whatever, coffee, whatever it is, make sure you got all your bills together, all of it without exception. Because when you go back to the airport and you give them all your bills, they will refund you all the 5% tax that you have paid. So keep that in mind, please.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes. I don't want you guys to, you know, spend $1,000, you know, or $800, you know, out of taxes and then you go home. No, I want you to get that money before you go. So you give them the airport all the receipts, they calculate all the taxes, and they give it back to you in cash.
Wait, Rashid, if there's no taxes, like, how do y'all pave the roads and do all that stuff that y'all need to do to, you know, for the infrastructure and all that?
The government, not us. The government do that.
The government, yeah. Because they print them. You got to realize, they tricked us into believing that we paying for some streets and shit. That's the biggest trick.
Man, listen, what I was saying earlier. You got to talk to individuals from other countries to understand that you're being manipulated. Just how we feel about certain things, we're being manipulated. Rashid, he lives over in a whole nother country. Rashid, can you, if you have the brief moment, can you break down your culture or how the government works over there in your country real quick?
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting topic for me. I'll be happy to. All right. So, depending on your job and whatever earn money you get, whatever business you have, whether you're making thousands or you're making millions, the country would never take a dime out of your pocket. Whatever you make is for you and you alone and your family. That's number one. Number two, we only got 5%, which we only had it recently, maybe 2-3 years ago, only 5% of taxes. You know, whether you buy like a car or you're buying, you know, food or whatever, is only 5%, which is very cheap. It's like less than $1, $2 when you're buying and sell. It doesn't matter. So you will never feel that 5% because the currency difference is very big between the American here. It's like 4 times, you know, the money here. And the women are here, you know, having a very comfortable life. And when I say comfortable life, I talk beyond the limit. Like, imagine you being a woman who has a child and she sit at home and the country provides you a free villa, not apartment, not this, but a free villa for you and your children. That's number one. Number two, you get 5,000 every month for free just by, because you're a single parent and a woman, not man, only women get that. Number three, when you guys get jobs, you get sometimes paid more than us. I ain't gonna lie. You know, it's the reality. Women get sometimes, you know, better salary, you know, because they know the women have more responsibilities sometimes to certain things when it comes to children, home, bills, this, a lot of things. The money that we make as individuals, it doesn't matter whether you're a foreigner or you're a citizen. That money is yours and yours alone. The way the country operates, the money they make from oil, the money they make from tourism, the money they make from agriculture, and all these money is reported back into two things. First, the development of the country itself, the roads, buildings, houses, modifications, technology, and so on. Second, to increase the salaries in the over time, to increase the salaries of all the citizens that live in here, to provide them a better living. So the more money the more money the country makes, you know, out of oil and out of all these other things that I explained to you, the better and more comfortable life you have. One of the things that I like about this country, you know, is the police. I really love the police here. Like, police are way too cool than they, you know, they being a police. You don't get harassed. You barely get stopped if you're driving. And if you do get stopped, they never ask you, you know, not to reach for your wallet, not to put your hands on the steerings. No, no, no. They come to you. They knock on the window. They say, how are you doing today? You okay? Can I see your license? They see it. They say, just take care of yourself. Even if you have a broken tail out or something, they would give you a warning and not a ticket. 99% of the time, you'd get a warning for it. And then the second time, you'll get a ticket for it. The rulers here, actually, being completely honest, the money they make, they try to reinvest in the people, because the previous leader that passed away, and you guys would love his, you know, the whole how his life is. You guys could go Google His Highness Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan. It's very, I know it's very complicated to get the name very straightforward. But he said one thing, which I love the most. He said, if you don't have a solid people, like solid foundation with people, and you never invest in people, then you're never investing in your own country. The best way to invest in any country is to invest in the people itself, because once the people are educated and strong and smart enough, they would actually generate money for the country in the future. And this is how we see it. 50 years ago, we literally only lived in tents. All the roads were desert, and we were riding camels, while America was having, you know, airplanes and was having, you know, these cars and having all this. We didn't have none of that. None of it at all. We were still barely walking on our camels and living on them deserts. And whether it was rainy, it was sandy, we were still in the deserts and in tents. It is very extremely impressive to see that during this last 50 years, how this country switched, like really, really switched up to the point where we're now to most of the countries in the world. If you ask anybody in the world, where is this one, where is that one, it would be sometimes very hard for them to actually know where is this. But ask anybody in this world, where is Dubai is? Everybody, without exception, will tell you where Dubai is. They know what Dubai is right off the bat because they see what Dubai is. So I would say, I know you guys have a lot of taxes in America. And I know you guys, you know, pay a lot of your income, a lot of your business, and a lot of everything that you make, whether it's crypto or whatever. You pay a lot of money for the taxes. And I know they say that the taxes money, you know, goes back to the country by making roads, you know, doing this and that. But when I look back at my country and we don't have all these taxes, yet we still have free education. We have free college. We have free healthcare. We have all these things for free. And we're still one of the most impressive countries in the world. Not trying to brag about it, but just trying to, guys, you know, give you a little bit of brief of how reality is this. So this is basically how it is, Texas. I mean, I don't want to go much more into a lot of things. This is basically the solid foundation I can give you a brief of.
Yeah, we could talk about more things at a later date and time. I just, you know, because we were talking about, you know, not getting all the way into politics or whatnot, but you know, most people were asking questions as far as like information. How do we get information about what's going on in other countries? And like I let Miss Always know, hey, you know, we have people, not definitely in today's society, we have social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter. So definitely now that we have Twitter spaces, we have people come in to the spaces from all parts of the world, and they just let us know where they're from and give us a little history about what's going on in their country. So, you know, a lot of information over here in America is presented in one light, but that's not always to say that that's always accurate. So far as getting information from, you know, Dubai, we see that Dubai is extravagant and it looks beautiful or not, but talk to someone who absolutely lived there and their perspective of how they do their day-to-day lives and whatnot, and what happens over there as far as, you know, working and making money and providing for their families. And, you know, if it comes to politics, a little bit about politics. But no, we just try to let people know, like, you know, it's always one side of one story that we are presented with, but there's always another side and more information on top of that. So
I would just give you this last thing and I'll just end it here. His Highness, before he passed away, you know, he used to do one thing which I used to love, and I seen it with my own eye as a child. I was a child only that time. He used to open up the gates for the, you know, I don't know how you call it, a castle, or you call it a big house. I don't know how you want to call it whatever you want to call it. He opens his gates, and he literally sits in the middle of the, you know, the house, and he sits on the floor. And he has this big, you know, like carpet where he sits in the middle of that carpet and he asks, you know, the bodyguards and everybody to open up, you know, the doors and allow everybody without exception in. So you have all kinds of people jumping, you know, like crazy, crazy entering through these gates. And I joke with you not, Texas, whatever was your request, it would have got approved. Whether you have a loan, you got a mortgage, you're facing financial problems, whether you got a health problem, whether your child needs some surgery that costs a lot of money outside the country, it's approved, 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 approved. Even His Highness, the ruler of Dubai, you can see a lot of videos out of him. So many times people caught him in a petrol station buying Pepsi. Without bodyguards, nobody, just him by himself. Just buying a Pepsi, regular Pepsi in a petrol station. Imagine that. Many times people caught him in the road eating, you know, with a lot of people, including Indians and, you know, all kinds of nationalities, eating with them on one plate. Many times he sat in the desert, you know, like with old people, you know, just sitting with them and having a chat like they were his friends. And most of the time we got the rulers here in this country, they leave the gate without bodyguards. They don't need bodyguards. They don't need protection. They don't need, you know, armed plate cars, none of that. They just go out. You find them on the road driving. You find them in a restaurant sometimes. You could find them in a petrol station. It just depends on you and your luck.
Yeah, over here, you know, our culture is a little bit different. It's very rare you'll catch a celebrity, like, you know, by themselves somewhere. It's depending on who that person is. But, you know, all I can do is just respect other countries and what goes on over there, because what we've been talked here about certain places and whatnot, I like to hear from other people's perspective, definitely a resident that lives there and how they feel about their country and their culture and how things are over there. So that's why I always give you your daps up, Rasheef. Like, seriously, brother, since I had the opportunity to speak with you a lot, you always put out positive messages. You always, you know, chopping it up. And yeah, when I have that opportunity, I most definitely want to come out to Dubai, or you come out here to America to come to Chicago and show you a good time, brother.
It would honestly be my absolute pleasure, whether I'm coming to America, whether I have you all as brothers and sisters in this country. It doesn't matter. It's an honor for me.
Oh, Rasheed Man Stash is coming in June for my 40th birthday.
You guys are welcome. You guys are more than welcome to come here on June. June is my birthday, by the way, so we're gonna celebrate all together.
Wait, are you a Cancer?
Yep, I'm a Cancer.
Y'all funny. All right, we appreciate you, Rasheed, dropping gems as usual and hanging with us. We're gonna pass the mic to Miss Sunshine. I know you came up. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're lovely. We're lovely.
Good. You know, I just saw Women in Crypto, and I'm sitting typing away at work, and I didn't have much time to, you know, jump in before that. But I just want to say that I think this topic is amazing. I came in yesterday, the first time I joined one of, you know, the Twitter spaces with all of you in it. And I think that it's remarkable that you guys are even having this topic, because I think it's something so taboo that nobody ever even thinks about, like the knowledge that even one of you females drop on here. I personally appreciate, and I think that this should be done way more and way more often and more advertised, I guess you could say, not by money, but I mean, hey, and if, you know, Women in Crypto, let's get together and talk about, hey, what have you done? What have you done? How are you innovating the crypto world? Because I think that it's never spoken about. It's never spoken about. Every single project out there, every single, you know, NFT or crypto project, or even people, Bitcoin maxis, et cetera, it's barely ever talked about a female. It's usually male dominated. And I think that this subject is, it's amazing. I love it. I love to come on here and kind of listen to everybody, not just, you know, not just the females, the guys as well, but just this topic definitely, you know, caught my eye. And I think that it should be done more often. The guys should go in there and, you know, repost on their Twitters, like, hey, if you're a female, you want to join this, you know, Twitter spaces, come on over. Because like I said, I don't think females get the attention or the recognition that they should. Sometimes I've been in other Twitter spaces and just, you know, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Sheila was talking about, you know, contracts and how she correlates her, you know, personal experience with the crypto world or XYZ. It's like nobody hears that. It's always a man coming up talking about, oh, well, you know, I think XYZ, but nobody gives voices. Not nobody, but it's rarely given a voice to females. And I love this topic. I think you guys should do it more often and schedule it more and have everybody participate, because I think it's really innovative, definitely. And I think a lot of the females out there, they probably don't speak up much because they're intimidated. You know, like I, for one, I don't speak up that much. I don't join Twitter spaces very often. And even if I do, I don't speak because I feel like it's not welcome. So just for you guys to create this space and welcome all of those conversations, I think you guys are doing a great, great thing. And I, for one, appreciate it. That's all I wanted to say. And hopefully you guys have more of these conversations because I think it's amazing.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate you. And to be honest, I think this is like week 5, but we only do it like every Monday. But hopefully starting this week, we might do it on Wednesday and Fridays as well. Just, you know, for that reason, too. I know a lot of people aren't comfortable coming up to speak. And if it wasn't for Shaka and Chocolate, I probably wouldn't have came up to speak. But just going around to the different spaces and seeing and hearing that sentiment as far as, you know, not a lot of women in the spaces speaking. I started to see more, but it was more so towards women and NFTs. So I said, let me just, you know, women in crypto, you know, and give us a, you know, platform.
Yeah. And then that's amazing because honestly, I think that women have a huge, huge impact on crypto. Like me personally, I lay low, super low, but I've been in crypto since 2012. I sold my car in 2012 and I legit bought hella Bitcoin. And back then, I think it was like $300 or $400. Twitter spaces. And even if I do, I don't speak. But I think that I appreciate your platform very much. And I love what you guys are doing. And I'm definitely going to try and participate more.
Well, I sent you a follow, so accept. Follow me back so I can DM you. I need a list of all those coins you just said so I can do some research.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely will. Don't pay attention to if I'm late to respond or something. I try and get on Twitter as much as I can, but a little background about me personally. I'm in the security world. I work for one of the top 5 security agencies in the country. I've been here a little over 13 years, and every single thing that happens in regards to liability, customer service, operations goes through me within our company. So I've been here for quite a while. I love what I do, and I do crypto on the side. I have 2 beautiful kids, and I'm from Cali.
Born and grateful. Once you get them lists, don't forget about your brother. Make sure you pass it on.
I got you, bro.
I was going to say, Miss Sunshine, whenever you are able to come into these spaces, come on, because I've been trying to find people for this reason. Like, not even kidding you. Like, just to put people on the new projects or projects that are solid, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
with everything that was going on, I kind of stopped. So it's like you putting out some gems right there, and we all listening, like trying to catch it, you know what I'm saying? With our shirts open, like, you know, trying to catch some candy or whatever. So
yeah, and absolutely. And I think that we need more of that. And it's not, I'll be honest with you, it's not me shilling my bags, because whether you buy QNT or not, like, it's going to go up. It's regardless, it's a few $1 billion market cap project. It's a blue chip, you know, but I'm saying, like, it's nice to hear it from somebody who's done their due diligence. Like, trust and believe, I've done due diligence on the projects that I'm shilling, you know, So I love those type of, you know, spaces, and I'd love to hear other people's, you know, opinions and projects they're invested in and how long you've been invested. Like, I'm not looking to see exactly what wallet holder you are or anything of that nature, but just, you know, how long you've been invested and, you know, how, what's your exit strategy and what's your price point?
See, I'm still in the beginning stages, to the point where I've sold my seeds last year. So now I'm trying to see, you know, what's going to pop off so I can, you know, take some profit and leverage, you know what I'm saying? Like you talked about. Thank you.
You said you sold your what last year?
Oh no, I said I haven't sold anything really yet. Because I haven't made it. I'm still in the beginning stages. I'm considered, I guess, what you would call a novice. So once my, you know, start to sprout up and I'm able to profit from to, you know, spread out on some of them, because I don't think I have a lot of blue chips. I have more so altcoins, or, you know, Saitama and Impact are my bigger bags, but I'm trying to get, you know, we're trying to get on your level. I think everybody is at a different stage at this point, but
and that's okay. That's okay. I love that. And I think the first thing that I would say to anybody who's new to crypto or kind of, you know, dipping their feet in is make different wallets, use it for different things. Like, I'm going to give you an example. There's somebody who, you know, for example, me, I'll give, say I am a top holder in a meme coin, right? For me, I might be a top holder in a meme coin, but guess what? I got two other wallets that you're not going to be able to connect to my main wallet. You're going to do whatever you can, but you're not going to be able to connect my wallet. You do not know it's me. And I'm going to use it for different reasons. One, I may trade, you know, swing trade. One is for a long-term hold where I know my price and I know when I'm going to sell. And the third one is going to be something where I'm going to shave off and I'm going to use it, you know, for example, if I need quick money for something, you know, I'm going to sell a portion of that. So you have to have different strategies in mind. And the reason why I love this platform is I think that we should share that, like share different tactics that you guys use. Like, I'll give you an example. I have, for one of my blue chips, I have two different wallets. Number one, I hold my main on a ledger in the bank. And then I have another portion in my wallet. And I use it for two different reasons. I'll swing trade it. And I don't mean I swing trade the entire amount, because anybody who swing trades the entire amount, you're at that point, you're gambling, right? You're going to say, okay, I'm going to swing trade 50% when it hits XYZ price. I'm going to sell it, and then when it hits XYZ price, I'm going to buy again. That way, even if it doesn't hit your targets, you're still safe with your other 50%, and you're not tripping out. Like, oh my God, I sold, and now I'm not going to get that price again, etc. So two different wallets for two different reasons, and you have to have a structure in mind. Like, how are you buying and selling crypto? And making sure that you actually follow that. Don't chase FOMO, because you're going to get burned. You know, always, always buy the red. I will never buy a project when it's at its all-time high or close to it. You'll catch me dead before I do that shit. So just having that, you know, like different tactics. Like, I wish somebody taught me all that, because it took a lot of, you know, oh my God, why did I do that? Panic selling, buying at the top, XYZ, before I actually got to where I'm at. But don't get me wrong, I'll still, you know, buy these shit coins that come out. I'll get rugged all the time. I got rugged last night, shit. But those are like super amateur small amounts. Like, I'll throw one ETH in there, and if it, you know, I'll sell at 2 or 3x, or, you know, whatever the case is. But I think what my point is, I love this platform, and, you know, we should talk about it more. You know, let's have people ask questions, and I'll probably have a question for somebody else. You know, let's make this a platform everybody can come on and talk freely.
Wait, hold up, Miss Sunshine. I got to backtrack something you said. My wax might have been built up. I wasn't quite sure if I heard properly. Did you say you threw a small amount and you said one ETH?
See, okay, that's why I don't mention prices. Okay, yeah, I did get rugged for
Lisa. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, yeah.
What is my real question is, what is a blue chip token? I have no idea what that is.
A blue chip token, I mean, I don't know the, I can't give you like the exact verbiage for it, but it's like those altcoins, or it could be an altcoin, or it can be actually a big crypto, like anything like blue, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Chainlink, QNT. It's all of these legit projects that are not meme coins, right? They're actual businesses with actual real world utility. So there is absolutely no way in hell it will ever rug pull. Like, it just does not happen. And then you have meme coins, right? Like, I don't want to name projects, but every other project out there that throwing shade, like, it's not a dog coin or a meme coin or anything of that nature. It's an actual blue chip. So like QNT, Chainlink, GRT, HVN, these are all actual blue chip coins where they've been working for years towards a utility. Like look up HVN, look up Telcoin, see what Telcoin's doing. So those are blue chips versus you have all of these meme coins that come out on a daily basis, or then you have all these meme coins that, you know, have turned into a bigger project, right? But can you classify them as an actual blue chip? I don't know. Like, I don't personally. So that's my personal definition of a blue chip.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. You definitely came in and dropped some gems on us.
You know, I snooped around. I snooped around yesterday. I dropped in a few of your, you know, a few different Twitter spaces where a few of you guys were talking, and you know, I liked what I heard, and I like the community you guys have, and I love it. You know, and that's why I wanted to step in and kind of talk. And I think that the women in crypto, that's what got me. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna join this.
So I did have a question for you, yeah. Sunshine.
Sure.
So I know you say you don't chase green. So mm-hmm. if a coin is about to launch, like, do you purchase on launch or do you sit back and wait?
I make one transaction. For example, I make one transaction. Like, for example, if it's on Uniswap, right, I put my slippage all the way up. And, you know, that little timer zone where how long a transaction can actually pend for, I put that on one. For example, because you don't want your transaction to be pending and only go through when it's at the top, right? So I make one transaction. Right. And I put the slippage up, you know, to, I do 49 personally, and then, you know, the amount of tokens that you actually buy, I make sure the last two digits is 99. And in respects to what I buy with, I don't buy with Ethereum, I buy with wrapped Ethereum, and most of the time I can get in. But if I don't get in, then I'm not buying. I'm waiting for an initial dip, because what goes up will come down, I guarantee you. So then I buy that first dip.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then so, and you don't have to answer this question, but are you in like Impact in Saitama, or
I am,
or not really?
I am.
Okay, absolutely. Cool.
I am. I actually bought Impact X. I think they had from what I remember, Impact X is one of the ones that I hold on to. Like, I'm not looking at the price or anything. I have a set, you know, time frame where I'm letting my bag sit in. But I think I bought them like a long time ago, and they were on a different version contract, if I remember, and then they airdropped us the new versions. So I bought a while ago, and with Saitama, I bought in when during the summer, because summertime was when, for me, I went in and I bought all the projects that had, you know, bottomed out, and Saitama was one of them. So I bought over the summer, and I did sell a little bit, but then I bought the dip, and, you know, now I'm holding.
Nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. See,
let me just add for you, Miss Sunshine, this is not financial advice that Miss Sunshine is giving.
Thank you.
Okay. Like,
yeah, these are just her tips. These are her tips.
This is my wallet, yeah. Like what I personally invest in. Yeah, what I personally invest in. Did anybody invest in Telcoin? Like tell?
Tell. What? I want to say it sounds familiar, but I don't think I have that one.
Yeah, like
what is that? T E L L. How you spell
it's
that?
Tail, it's tail. T E L. How y'all doing?
T-E-L?
How y'all doing?
T-E-L. It's tail, like the guy on this thing. On the
yeah,
stadium.
Like tail coin. Okay. Nah, I just want to come up here and show some love to you ladies, man, and say salute. You know, it's good to see all you all in here. You know, getting this knowledge and sunshine. Whew. You just spit some fire just now, like complete fire. So
thank you.
Y'all keep up close, you know, because if I was a woman in crypto, that's me right there. I've been at the same time like since 2012 too. So pretty much.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Keep up close. The coins she talking about, those are super long term projects, you know. So yeah, just want to come up and say all that. So.
Thank you. And that's what he pointed out on something is you have to make sure that you understand that when you buy something, what time frame you're looking for a return, I guess you could say, right? Because you look at these blue chips, let's say Chainlink, right? Chainlink's what, $25, $26 right now? For you to get a 2X, it's going to probably take a few months, right? But you know that, hey, eventually I'm going to get that. So that's like a safe haven for you, right? And then you look at a meme coin that comes out that just launches for whatever reason, you might get like a 10X in a day. So you have to make sure that you understand what you're buying and what your return of investment will be. You can't buy a blue chip and say, I'm going to get a 10X in, in 2 months or 3 months. It doesn't work like that. What you have to do is think of your blue chips as like your generational wealth.
That is correct.
And you know what, to be honest with you, because one of my tactics is for my exit plan is there's a lot of blue chips. Well, for me, the less zeros right now, it's like I'm gonna put that for later for when I can invest a little more. Like it's somewhere I might put like $50 or whatever. But where you are now is where I think a lot of us are aspiring to be. You know what I'm saying? So
You will be. I know that because all of you guys, I've been listening in on you guys. Like you guys are very smart females. Like, very smart females. I that's why I wanted to come in here and talk to you guys. Like if you guys have questions about, hey, you know, a contract or a project or something, if I don't know, I'm happy to join you and research it, right? But I think that all of you guys have a lot of potential. The only thing you guys want to do is, for in my eyes, is work together, you know, share your knowledge and work together, because honestly, I don't mean to sound corny, but knowledge is power. 100% hands down.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Like, I just want. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna just say Sheila. Yeah, I think it was yesterday, the day before. She was talking about like her Hilton experience and all that. I was like, damn, like awesome. Especially she's like, I didn't go to school for it. I learned, you know, got where I'm at with the hard work she did. Like, that's amazing. That's inspiring.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just looked at the Tel coin real quick because I was trying to see where to buy it. So for some of these, like, do you have any platforms? Because we know Satamass just dropped, but like for other things that might not be on Satamass, are there any platforms that you recommend?
I personally use Uniswap, and then for my long-term hold, I'll transfer it into a ledger and I'll lock it up in the bank.
So when you say lock it up in the bank, like you mean like a
safe box.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because think about this, you know, your neighbor can, you know, rob your house, God forbid, your neighbor could rob your house, take your phone, and that's everything, right? I don't hold shit on my phone. Like, I may have like a few of my meme coins or something on my phone, but other than that, I don't. And something else that I think people, this has gotten, you know, some people that I know in the past, is make wallets, you know, alternate wallets and make sure you're only logged into that one wallet where you don't hold a lot of money or, you know, investments on, because you may accidentally click on something that can be a phishing scam, or you may buy a new launch, you know, a new meme coin or whatever it is, and you don't know if it's a scam. You don't know what you're approving in your wallet. So make sure that you guys are being very safe and careful with that.
She was saying thank you, Sunshine. And Tara, we know you came up here, so you can speak whenever you're ready.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just saw the name of the space, Swimming in Crypto, and I love it. You know, that's what I encourage the most, because in a lot of these spaces, the woman's perspective is lacking. A lot of these NFT spaces that we join, or crypto discussions, whether they're trading or new gems that may be dropping or new alpha, what I see that's lacking in the community is a women's perspective, and especially when women of color. So I just wanted to come up here and just say, you know, I'm proud of you guys and keep up the good work. I'm loving it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate the support from our gentlemen. Y'all definitely y'all helping us to get to where we need to be and to be heard. But let's go ahead. Chocolate, Erica, y'all got anything? Because I'm at this point, I don't have nothing but time until I get my kids back to school. So.
No, I'm. Hold on.
Yes, again, Miss Sunshine, we appreciate you. Whenever you want to come up and speak, hey, you feel free. You are more than welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and that goes for, you know, everybody. Anybody has anything to say? I love to be part of these spaces and listen in and. You learn something new every day, you know. That's what I think in crypto, at least, right?
Yes, every day. And depending on what channel you're watching, but you know, say we bring it back.
Hey, you know, let's talk about this one new project that's coming out. It's called Hate Beast. It's an NFT that's supposed to drop. I don't know if anybody's good at, you know, buying NFTs at launch or anything, but you guys should definitely check into that project. It's going to be wild.
What's it called again? Repeat that.
Hape Beast, H-A-P-E Beast, B-E-A-S-T. I think you have to have a Discord to join their community. You know, they have a pretty big community on Discord, and it's gonna be big. So that's something that I plan to invest on heavily.
Okay, because Texas, you just left out, but that's the brother that's been schooling us on the NFTs. Like, you know how we got, like, you know, the worker ants. they go out, and you know what I'm saying? I feel like we all go and we do our due diligence, and then we bring it back to the nest, so to speak. And then here we are.
Oh, I'm gonna drop something else on you guys if anybody's into NFTs. I heard a rumor, and I'll confirm this when I get confirmation. I heard a rumor that there is a musician, I won't say the name, who is working on an NFT with Fortnite, and the artist might be trying to recruit the artist from Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you guys, I know the person who's trying to pull it together, and that happens, I'm giving all you guys whitelist.
That's so good. Because I see the NFTs, it's like I got a wish list. So definitely look. Where is Texas when we need them? We done dipped out. But I think that sounds like it's gonna be awesome. My kids, Like, I had to fight my son about that on Fortnite. So I've been telling him, like, you want to.
Vera, I don't know if it's your phone or it could be mine. I feel like you're going in and out.
No, yeah, she's going in and out on me too.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, is it me? Yeah, your phone went in and out.
I'm sorry, y'all. Michelle, hey, I had invited her to come up last week, so I'm glad she's up here today. Can you hear me? How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, I just joined, so I haven't caught what the topic is at hand.
Right now, Miss Sunshine was just dropping some gems on us as far as some good projects to look into, blue chips and NFTs.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I did want to ask you a question because I see that you are a homeschooling mom. So with you doing homeschool, are you teaching about crypto?
Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, the thing is, like, my daughter, she's 12. And, like, there's a, right now, there's kind of like a thin line that I'm dealing with between, like, trying to get her interested or trying to peep her to it without, like, pressuring her. Because, like most, I guess, kids her age, she spends majority of her time either on games or she's really a good artist. I think she gives herself as much credit, but she, you know, she draws a lot on her iPad. And so, you know, I've asked her, I was like, have you heard about, you know, the NFTs? And she was like, yeah, like she knows what it is, I guess, from her peers. And she's peeping at me now. She knows about it from her peers. But I don't know, she's not really, I guess, interested. I don't know whether it could be the, what would you say? You don't know? Okay. But I don't know whether it can be the, you know, the fear of not getting the, you know, the interest from others if she was to put herself out there. But just kind of like, you know, to let her know, that it is an option, you know, maybe, you know, in the future, like, this is the way things are going. You know, like I said, that she's into a lot of the, she often plays a lot of games with her friends online virtually. And I'm like, you know, there's people out there that's earning from these games and, you know, there's more that's to come. And so, I mean, she got a basic grasp of crypto because myself, as well as my husband, we both are into the crypto space. And so she knows about it, but I guess she doesn't have that really as much interest, I guess, as a mom that I would like for her to have at this point. But so, yeah, so I haven't, you know, I don't like incorporate it into, like, you know, far as the homeschooling. I mean, I homeschool, but I kind of, I call it, you know, in the space more so of like life schooling. I don't kind of like, as far as like the whole world view of it, you know, like before COVID, you know, she would take courses like for sewing and different things in the community. So not more so just the, you know, that educational piece. So, but yeah.
Okay. And I definitely feel you because my youngest son, he draws really well. And my oldest daughter, she does too. So I told him because playing them daggone games, they be worrying me about some V-Bucks. And I'm like, you know, you might need to get a little job. Ooh. So if you, you know, get into NFTs or whatever, like, I've been trying to, you know, push them. Like, it's, you know, it's 9-year-olds doing it. It's 10-year-olds doing it. Like, I've come across some really talented young people just throughout this. And, yeah, it's one of them things where they definitely don't have to want to do it. Because he's like, Mom, why are you comparing? I'm not comparing you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying here, you know, here's a little, you know, I'm just putting a platter in front of you. That's all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want
you that question and hopefully get you up here a little bit more too.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to sneak, you know what I'm saying? I had to make it, you know, crypto related. But
yeah.
I kept seeing you, so I was like, I want to get her up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I be peeping at Summer everywhere.
Yes, ma'am. You definitely, I think you one of the day ones too. So yeah. We definitely appreciate you.
Welcome.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to say bye because I got to run. I have a meeting I have to jump into, but it was nice to chat with all you ladies. I look forward to the next Twitter space.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
Have a great Enjoy day. Rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye, ladies. Bye.
Zero. I keep getting kicked out.
Christine, I was about to say, damn, you
done
came up here.
Yo, I keep getting kicked out. What is happening?
I don't, like, that's what's been going on. These spaces be funny sometimes, man. But yes, I think this space was bomb today. This was almost a 4-hour space, y'all. Like, round of applause. Come on.
Yes, Zero deserves her flowers. And Erica and Chocolate. And shout out to all the ladies. Thank you for joining us, fellas.
Yes, thank you guys. And just to be clear, I don't like this co-host thing. They're my host. Like, we in this together. But like you said, all the ladies in the space and the gentlemen, like, we definitely appreciate y'all.
I have two more things. Sorry, I'm being a lot today.
No, that's what we're here for, girl. Come on with it.
For you guys who know more about what is it? NFTs. So I have a friend, my girlfriend's son. He's 4 years old. Not my girlfriend, my friend. Her son is 4 years old, and he's obsessed with, like, Sonic the Hedgehog. So he freehand drew a picture of Sonic and Hedgehog and whatever the other little guy's name is. And it is so accurate. And the kid is 4, and he drew it freehand, not tracing. So I'm like, yo, she sent me the picture, and I said, you need to find out about NFTs, because if your son can draw, I'm not sure how it works. If you have to be graphically inclined on a computer, but where is the best place I can send her to find out how, you know, she can make that work for her, number one. And I sent Miss Nicole XOXO a DM. I don't know if she's seen it, but I'm shouting her out because I heard her in the space yesterday and she was holding her ground yesterday. And I don't know why she won't get up on this mic, because it's women in crypto. She needs to come on up here and spit some of that knowledge that she got too.
Right. Yeah, I've been inviting her up. She might be busy at work, but yes, I'm going to send you some things because there's a couple of ways you can go about it. There's this one lady, Money Mom. She actually has a course. I think it's like $25. And then there's this other guy who has a free PDF. And with me, I'm the type of person, I'd probably be dabbling in both because, you know, different perspectives. But there's also a couple of different videos. Because the thing is, like, I was in a space one day, this lady literally, she pretty much said she has an NFT collection of her 3-year-old daughter's artwork, just because she wants her daughter, as she grows older, she can already have a collection, and she wants her daughter to know that, you know, you can be anything. So she started that for her. And it's not that hard as some people make it seem, but it's definitely just a matter of the research. So I'll send you some information, because it was another lady who had asked me, and I got everything pretty much in the inbox for her. So I'm just forward it to you.
I need that too, Zero.
All right. I got you, girly. I got you. Hey, Miss Nicole.
Hey, y'all. I've been in and out. How are y'all doing?
Good. And you?
I'm good. It's been a busy day, so I have been listening, but I was trying to spare y'all the background noise. But when I heard the young lady say my name, I knew I shouldn't be sitting down here lurking like a weirdo. So I just said hi. I'm teaching a class for a church tonight on crypto. So I'm kind of working on that for my daughter.
Nicole, salute. Because I think I'm going to send that to someone because I'm trying to get like one of my aunts into it.
Oh, and she's, cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to send her that link. So
is it virtual?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a live stream from a church here in Houston. It's a small ministry. Well, actually, it's a pretty big ministry, but the location here in Houston is still really small. But, you know, I know this is way off topic, but so I'm a believer, obviously. I wouldn't be over there doing it.
I'm glad you're doing this. I sure want a copy of the link because I want to see your approach to the spiritual community.
Oh, well, I mean, like I'm in ministry. So, I mean, the my All biggest, day. But I'm also a business owner. Yes. And one of my biggest issues is, it's going to sound so bad, but, In the church, you hear people talk about wealth transfer. They've been like prophesying.
Oh, right. Manifestation. Yeah.
Stored up for the righteous. Like all that stuff that we've heard for years and years. And yet now that you have crypto as an option, you hear all kind of other stuff like, ooh, it's the mark of the beast. That's why it's got to be. You know, like it's way too crazy. And because the word says my people perish for lack of knowledge, I just don't think it's fair to withhold knowledge. So my approach, like, because I'm just who I am, my approach is still pretty regular. I think sometimes we can be too heavenly and not be any earthly good. So it'll be normal. I do pray before, you know, if I'm going to be in a ministry setting, but after that we have, you know, it's just knowledge. And this is for people, like most of the people that I know in ministry, really, some are either all in like I am, or they are curious, but it's very much a foreign concept. So it'll be just the basics. But it'll still be good. I mean, it's good for anybody who's trying to get started. And even, I mean, you know, I don't know. I feel like I can learn from anyone, whether it's basics or whether it's advanced. So it may be something that is said or a question that's asked that might help anybody. Everybody's welcome though.
Can you ladies pin the link or the something to the top so we can get there when it's time?
Oh, Erica just shared it. I don't know how, y'all, I do not know how to, there's two things I don't know how to do. I do not know, because I don't ever slow down long enough to try to pay attention, but I don't know how to pin a tweet to the top of a space, and I do not know how to change my icons to tan to match myself. So I have to figure both of those things out.
You just, to change your, like, the icons, you just hold it down. Mm-hmm. And then it'll show you the different shades.
Okay.
And then for like your actual tweet, mm-hmm. right beside the heart, like instead of liking it, you'll hit the upload thing so you can pin it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing.
So and thanks for this class. Huh? I just sent it to my aunt, so she might be there.
Hopefully. Oh, cool. Yeah, it'll be, I mean, it's still laid back, but I am who I am. So it's not going to be. Oh, it's not gonna be that boring.
Listen, I love the word too. I'm a believer. So if you talk about the word too and crypto, you got my attention.
Absolutely. I mean, yes. There is no glorifying God in poverty. There just isn't. There's nothing about that's like, oh, look what Jesus did for me. I'm so broke. No, that's not. We're not trying to do that. Well, we need to really be focused. Like, there's too much in the Bible that tells us that we're not supposed to be broke, so we're just not gonna be broke. That's out of style. And so hopefully, you know, what is it, let him who has an ear hear. Hopefully the ones that are open to it will get after it. But I've had a lot of people in the ministry setting, you know, like, they're pretty interested. It's just some people, y'all already know the climate we've had, huh?
I said they think it's of the devil.
Right. And it's real weird. Like, it's real weird. Like, it's just real weird. I do understand, you know, like sometimes it'll challenge, some of the images can challenge people a little bit, but I mean.
Right. But you know what? Because I got a cousin
I got a cousin who she be preaching to me about Jesus. And then I come to her about crypto. And I'm like, girl, I done been there. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock anybody's faith. At this point, I'm spiritual. Mm-hmm. I left the church for my reasons. But mm-hmm. I'm still very knowledgeable of the Bible. And the Bible, mm-hmm. there's a scripture in Matthew that talks about the parable of the talents.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you don't know about the parable of the talents and you're talking about you want Jesus, like, preach. For me, I'm thinking that goes hand in hand with crypto. You know what I'm right. saying? At this yes. point in time. So, girl,
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm going to say. Thank you, girl. Because I'm about to share this. I'm about to share it. Okay?
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you, too.
I need you to make a space that says Jesus in crypto, the word in crypto, or something, because I will definitely be up in that mug where it's okay to talk about both things. Hold a space, girl.
I will definitely do that. That's a great idea, actually.
It is.
Okay. Consider it done. I don't know what day, but it will get done. It'll be soon. Thank you for that suggestion.
You are very welcome, and please don't forget to send me a direct message about it so I don't miss it.
Okay. I definitely won't forget. And, you know, feel free to reach out anytime. We're all, these ladies, this space is so great. Oh, my gosh. You just don't know how grateful I am. Because that's my other thing, not just people in ministry, but women in general. We cannot be left behind. We cannot be finding out. If we have 2 years or a year and a half, which I agree with, if we have that much time, we can't be finding out 6 months before it's, you know, the time is running out. We have to be on it and in it. Oh, wait. And it was one more thing. I know I'm talking too much. That comment that Shaka made about, or somebody made about a man not in crypto. I wish somebody would. I wish somebody would come showing up talking about they're not interested in crypto. You can't have none of my money.
Okay,
exactly. Look,
you can't
have none.
One dude got blocked real quick because he was like, I'm not into that, but I can have some of yours. No, you can't.
No, sir. No, sir.
Listen here. God made Adam first, and then he made Eve from Adam after Adam had a job and work to do, and I had a place for Eve to live, okay?
That's right.
Girl, like, homeboy, he drive trucks. So I'm like, dude, you have enough to buy a good bag yourself? I'm yes. like, give me my stuff.
No. I'm not doing that. I don't care. Number one, I'm not even entertaining you if you don't. I mean, okay. Like, I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm just not. We're not having any discussions with anybody, any man that has deficits in his financial areas.
Look, as Sheila said, look, them is learn lessons, baby, okay?
Yes, indeed.
I done already been there. I'm upgrading, okay?
Mm-mm, no, thank you. And I am old enough to where I am not looking to, you know, that whole conversation. Let's build, baby. No, let's build these bags. Let's just build bags.
Okay.
We can do a lot more with some built-up bags. Anyway, I'm being too silly.
That's what we're here for, girl. We're here for all. You already know. We is.
Yes. Yes. Y'all are wonderful. Truly. And I'm very, very grateful. So I will mute. And if I'm maybe in and out because I'm trying to get ready for this and got my house full of children.
Well, you fine. We got the I think we're gonna go ahead and close the space down for a little bit because people got stuff to do. But we're gonna come back, okay? But
all right. Okay, ladies. Y'all take it easy.
All right, y'all. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Have a good one. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming, y'all.
Thank you to my host, Miss Chocolate and Miss Erica.
You know, we got you. We here. All right, bye, y'all.
The dream work. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Later.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Women in Crypto Space hosted by Zero Satoshi Plug and friends. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Discord community for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For
terraspaces.org. I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent each time someone listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. They're making pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.